Yeah, we judge some of the celebrities, and now it's time to judge other celebrities, which are our listeners.
So yeah, once again, we asked you to send us your best outfits, and we thought it was appropriate to bring it now and just judge you again.
True.
Yeah. So the first one is from Dimitri.
I think we can write it down.
Okay.
Hi, this is Iris.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to Undressed.
Hello.
Happy Monday, happy Met Gala. Oh no, this is like the after Met Gala Monday.
After Met Gala Monday. But happy Met Gala Monday.
Exactly.
For us.
For us. We waited for the looks to come out of the runway so we can talk a little bit about Met Gala and be a fashion police.
Fashion police again.
Yeah.
Fashion judge.
Fashion judge. We love to judge.
Yeah. We do not love to be judged, but we love to judge.
Exactly. I think everyone is a judge when Met Gala comes.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you like fashion or not, but it's such like outrageous outfits that everyone feels the need to, you know, give their opinion on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like a Met Gala is always happening.
Yeah, it's like every year it seems earlier.
Yeah, it seems like the last one was just
around the corner.
Yeah. It's weird.
Same. Do you remember like any specific look that you think is like Met Gala history?
Met Gala history. I feel like there are so many. I feel like ASAP with the long, like it looked like a duvet.
Oh yeah. The blanket.
The blanket vibe. Yeah, it was so cool. I feel like Jared Leto is always iconic. Like,
same.
I'm not sure if it's my vibe all the time, but it's always iconic. Like,
I loved Jared Leto when he was being dressed by Gucci. I think he was like a match made in heaven back then.
Yeah.
Now, like the latest, like cat thing.
Yeah.
It was a moment, but I didn't love that theme back then.
Yeah.
I think it was so off. It was like everyone either dressed like Carl or dressed like his cat.
Yeah.
And they didn't really pay respect to like the his work. It was just like his figurine.
His figure, yeah. They took the theme very literally, I think.
I think some people do it every year. So literal. Even this year, we're going to comment later. But I think a lot of people are too literal. Like.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. What else? What about you? Do you remember
my God. I think like Rihanna is always, for me, I think she's like one probably the Met Gala queen, if not like one of them. Because she always delivers. And I think the good thing about her is that she delivers according to theme and always groundbreaking. It's not just like, because some people just want to shock.
Yeah.
Like dress like a cat or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But she tries to like look great and be memorable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think she's very cool. And who else? Which moments?
Blake Lively usually is.
Usually she's very on point.
On point.
Which other moments? Like, I remember moments that I didn't love, but it were iconic in a way. Like the Kim Kardashian
The pearl?
Sofa. No, like the couch when she was pregnant. She looked like a couch.
Oh, I don't remember that.
You don't remember?
No.
She was super pregnant. And I think it was her first Met Gala or something. She went with Kanye and she went with an all floral thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if we have it here to show you. But basically, then the meme was that they found this picture of a couch that looked exactly like the fabric. So it looked like she was dressed as a couch. Let me see if I can find it. This was the look. Maybe you don't remember.
Oh, I've never seen that.
No?
No.
You can see on the like related pictures, there's actually like she morphing into a cow. Like people did all kinds of editing back then. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, she's so pregnant. Her face.
So pregnant.
She's so pregnant. Yeah.
And she talks about it later, saying she was so proud of being in her first Met Gala or something, and she was pregnant, and it was like a huge moment. And then, like, when she saw the results, it was kind of like the meme, it was kind of tough. But now she looks at it in a funny way, and she thinks it's iconic either way. Yeah, so.
I agree. Back when Kanye used to go to the Met Gala.
Exactly. Not in his Dickies.
Yeah. I was thinking of that other more recent one where she wore like loads of pearls.
Pearls, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like after Kanye, when they broke up, she couldn't do such as like statement pieces or groundbreaking, but she started being very cohesive. Like every time she does this silhouette, like almost like Dita Van Cees, she looks like an hourglass.
Yeah.
And I think it's like it's her thing now.
Yeah,
it's an icon, so I'm not mad at it. I think every time she shows, either with the pearls or the wet dress, it's always a statement.
Yeah, I think so too. It's her.
It's nothing like
signature.
Wow, you never seen before, but it's a signature. Yeah.
I feel like it's almost the same with like Emrata.
Yeah, with like the transparent, almost naked.
Always see-through
dress.
It's always like different fonts of the same dress.
Exactly.
There
are people that are more like brave to try new things and others prefer to have like a signature look. And I think both are right and fine. Depends on what you want to do. I don't know what I would do.
I know, me neither.
I don't think I would have like a signature thing, but at the same time, I would like to.
Yeah.
Imagine if you always did like a suit or something, it would be fun. But I think playing with the theme is also important. So trying to adapt your silhouette to the theme at least.
Yeah. I think for me, the hardest part would be to interpret the theme.
The theme?
Because I feel like it has so many interpretations. I would have to like brainstorm. Because I wouldn't want to be the one being too literal about it as well, you know? But then I feel like there's some people where you also don't get where that comes from.
Because they drift apart like too far. They go too far into the interpretation. True. But I think it must be fun. And you work with a designer, right? So it must be like a dream come true to be invited. I don't know how you get invited to this, but I heard that basically the brands are the ones that buy the tables and then you get to invite people to sit on the tables, basically.
I have that on our curiosities.
Do you know?
I have a curiosity about the designer part. Not sure about the table situation.
Okay, so we have a full-on research here. Yeah. Let's get to learn a little bit about Met Gala. So basically, Met Gala, formerly known as the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute Benefit, is a fundraiser for the museum's fashion department. Have you been to the museum?
Yeah.
Is it nice?
Yeah, it's super nice. And I've actually been, and I saw the exhibition, the previous exhibition of that year.
Basically, it stays for a year?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So on this day is like the premiere of that
exhibition. Exactly. Yeah.
Nice. So the first Met Gala took place in December 1948. It was created by fashion publicist and CFDA founder Eleanor Lambert to raise funds for the Costume Institute. But it says here that it wasn't always held at the
Met. Yeah.
At the Met. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think there was an edition at the Central Park.
Wow. Yes. That's so true. Oh, the first theme was the World of Balenciaga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. I would love for them to bring back this theme because I don't know how people will dress because Balenciaga has become so different from the origin.
Yeah.
So you have this wide.
Exactly. Yeah, it would be so fun. I feel like people would go back to the couture side
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, I think so too. Because this part is kind of hard to take on.
Yeah.
It's very, very streetwear.
Yeah.
Too. Very crazy. Very LA now. Okay, so can you buy a ticket for the Met Gala? Unfortunately, no. The Met Gala is invitation only and Anna Wintour controls the most. I've seen some videos of her making the selections for the table and yeah. She seems so tough.
Yeah, she does. She does.
I would be so scared.
And it's crazy to realize how she's so aware of everything. Because like she invites influencers. She invites, I don't know, Emma Chamberlain, for example. So she must be aware of all of the connections that, like, of everyone to be able to create, to do the tables, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she needs to be aware of all of the relations that are going on and all of the not relationships anymore, the breakups, you know?
The dramas. All these sectors, like, she needs to be into the acting, into the modeling.
Exactly.
The influence, like, content creators. Yeah, it must be tough to decide. And I feel like every time there's so many artists that are not there.
Mm.
And very famous ones. Yeah. I don't know how these things are made. But actually, is Emma one of the only content creators that get invited? Because I can't think of any other.
Actually.
Yeah. She must be like this.
Now that you mention it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's insane.
That's insane. And she started by doing interviews. I don't even know if the people who does the interviews get to sit inside.
She does. I mean, she sits.
Now she's even like, I think this year she...
She did some interviews as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I saw this year there was this other TikTok girl that was doing interviews, but it's like on the side of the red carpet. Yeah. So I don't know if they get to sit inside.
No. Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah. But one day.
You think so?
I don't know.
Maybe. Who knows? But usually has 500 to 600 guests. And for invited guests, the cost of entry this year was $75,000.
Yeah. I didn't understand that bit. And all of the curiosities said that. So I'm not sure if you're... If you're a guest of Anna Wintour, you can go for free. But then if you invite another person, you need to pay?
I don't know. I think she invites people and you need to pay either way.
Do you think?
But what I heard is that the brands pay. So what I'm thinking is you need she gives like one table to Balenciaga, one table to McQueen, I don't know. And then they decide which celebrities. Yeah. But maybe she has a saying on that as well. So maybe she needs to agree with the celebrities. But either way, that brand pays $75,000 for each seat.
Yeah, that's insane.
And that is insane.
I mean, the brand then gets a lot of coverage because... You get to talk about their dresses for
it's a big moment to be invited for Met Gala, and also there are people you see one year and then never see again. Mm. So it must be tough to be invited and then never again.
Yeah,
and also it says here that what happens inside is kind of a mystery because the celebrities can't post on social media stuff from inside. Although we've seen some pictures before.
I've seen some bathroom selfies.
Bathroom selfies were iconic. Like they were doing it every... I think Kylie started it.
Yeah.
But then I remember seeing like people together on tables, like pictures. Yeah. So I think sometimes they must let it slide. And I saw a video of Ariana this year performing.
Yeah, she performed.
So at least she's getting paid.
Yeah,
no?
Maybe.
I hope.
I think maybe all of the content that is created is like controlled. Maybe they have a photographer. True. And, but you can't just be like posting.
On your phone.
Yeah, on your phone, yeah. I would say.
And usually it's always on the first Monday of May. So our feeling of it getting earlier and earlier, it's just a
absolutely
feeling.
Wrong. Yeah.
Absolutely wrong.
Just the years going by.
And how are designers paired with celebs? Basically, designers pick their muse. That's what I heard. And we get to this year's theme, which is Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion. And the official dress code is the Garden of Time. So there's two, not two themes, but you can get inspiration from both of these sentences. So either Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion or the Garden of Time. Interesting. Yeah. I always feel like people...
they do not connect. They do not connect. I mean, Sleeping Beauty's in Garden of Time. I don't know.
I don't know either, but I feel like... So the Sleeping Beauty's... Is it like just a reference to the Disney thing?
Could be.
What else can you refer to the Sleeping Beauty's? And Reawakening Fashion, maybe like just reawakening... stuff from the past, right?
Yeah.
In the Garden of Time. Okay, you can do a lot. When I first heard it, I thought there's gonna be a lot of flowers.
Yeah, same. Like groundbreaking.
I saw this meme like flowers for spring.
Wow. Groundbreaking. And there were a lot of flowers.
There were. Should we start looking into some of the looks? There you go. Okay, let's start with one of the looks that I think people talked more about, which was Zendaya. Yes. So, just a question. Why did Zendaya walk twice?
I don't know.
But
I'm happy
so
that she did because I prefer the second dress.
You prefer the second?
Yeah.
I prefer the first.
Really?
Yes.
I do not like this one.
I actually love that one. I think there were a lot of face guards this year. So a lot of people, I think the whole makeup and hair was like a big part of the look, more than the dress. So I think I'm going to try to judge entire looks here. When I first saw it, I was like, I love the makeup and hair. The dress, it grew on me. The first time that I saw it, I was like, I don't know if I feel like those colors with the is it grapes or something?
Yeah.
I think it's grapes. But then it grew into me and I much prefer this one. And the other one, I think it was really big, but it was like all black and like the roses. I felt it was a little more...
Yeah.
Predictable. But I was wondering why she walked twice. Like, did she went all the way back?
Yeah. I don't understand why. I've heard that she was gonna be a host or an interviewer. I don't know. I haven't seen anything from her. Maybe because of that. Because she was one of the first ones to arrive. Maybe she went and did something and then she had to change. I don't know.
It's just because usually we've seen from Rihanna, Lady Gaga before that you walk like half of the stairs with a look and then you remove it and you have something inside. And she could try to do something like that because the black one was so big. Maybe she could hide the blue one inside. But like that, I don't really understand because if all celebrities did that, it would be a little...
Cray-cray. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's a reason. I don't know. But yeah. I only like the makeup here.
The makeup. And she's dressed, I don't know the... Oh, it's Galliano, I think. But she's always...
It's Margiela.
It's Margiela?
Yeah.
Margiela killed it this year for me. I loved almost every look from Margiela. Mm-hmm. But I think she's always styled with by the... How is it called? The guy with the super long hair?
I don't remember. But she changed recently, didn't she?
No, there were these dramas that they like fight between them, but they came out saying that it was wrong rumors and that they are
still working together.
Because he made a post saying that he retired. And everyone started... It's Law Roach. And everyone started... guessing it was because of Zendaya, but then they are back like doing looks together and he's doing all like the Dune styling, now the Challengers, and everyone's like going crazy by her looks. I think she's the perfect muse, but I think it's all his work.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she's like the perfect muse to
she's
style,
the perfect,
right?
Yeah. She's the perfect white canvas. Okay. Next, we have another one that was very talked about, which was Tyla in Balmain.
Yes.
I absolutely love this one.
Same. I absolutely love the dress.
I think the theme is like...
The theme is on point.
So like here.
Yeah.
Like it was so such a smart idea.
I think so too. She took like the whole time. And garden doesn't need to be flowers. I love the scent thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the whole like hourglass purse or whatever is a little too literal. I would like throw it away.
Oh, I like it because it's like it's the time passing by.
Yeah, but I think like is she already has the shape of an hourglass,
yeah,
and it's sense, so it's already giving me. I don't need like the. It's
but
like
I feel like
the title.
If it wasn't there, it wouldn't be so iconic.
Okay, you think it's like the little sherry on
yeah.
top?
Yeah, and also like the arm. There's like sand on the arm.
Yes.
I don't know.
It's dripping to the
hourglass. Yeah, I think it's cool. And here, the details were there. And yeah, I think it was.
And it's her first Met Gala.
Yeah.
Imagine
she's
smashing it
places.
Like this.
She's going places. She's so like famous.
And she was carried around
yeah.
like this into the stairs. Goals.
Yeah. I wonder if this is comfortable. Like this must be. But, like, how do you sit on it, in it?
Yeah, I think it's not because she was carried. So, I think she can...
I think maybe she changed to
yeah.
have dinner.
Like a shorter one,
yeah.
maybe?
Okay, next. Next, we have Gigi.
I don't like this one.
And I didn't see it happening, but this appeared later on, right?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It was like
so,
a transformation?
In the beginning... She was like in an all white dress and only with this little bit in the
like the first row
area. Yeah. In the JJ area. and I was like, that's very, very simple and weird. And then apparently when she walked, it transformed into this.
Oh, okay. That's a little more dramatic.
That's a little more dramatic. I haven't seen the video. I wish I've seen it. But
I don't love the final look, at least. Maybe that it was a moment, but the final look is not.
Yeah. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. But yeah, it's a bit predictable.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we have Benito.
I love
Margiela.
This look.
Yes, showing that men's fashion doesn't need to be.
Boring.
I love the shoes. It's a little
Same.
Horse.
I love it. I think Margiela is smashing. And he's like just a perfect canvas as well as a
yeah.
male. He accepts everything and likes to try new stuff. And I love that look.
Yeah, same. Super cool. I heard that him and Kendall were canoodling in the after party.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, not canoodling. They were seen together talking and like laughing, like sat on the same couch together.
Oh, maybe they are still going
maybe
on strong.
Yeah.
Or when they
or
see
maybe
each
they're
other
friends.
At least. Yeah.
Yeah. Friends
must
with
be
benefits.
Hard. Yeah.
yeah.
It must be hard to be in a full relationship with those type of schedules. So
yeah.
maybe they just hook up when they,
yeah,
see,
they
each
see each other. True. Okay, we have Mr. Kim, Mrs. Kim, not Mr. Kim, Mrs. Kim herself.
Also in Margiela, no?
Also in Margiela, yeah.
I really liked it, like we spoke in the beginning. I think it's her iconic look. It's not something that you're going to say, wow. It's very expected and predicted
yeah.
and predictable. But at the same time, I think it's her mark and she can't breathe.
I know. Look at that. So snatched. Do you like the cardigan? What do you feel about the
yes.
cardigan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you didn't have the cardigan, I would say it's very boring.
That's what, you know, that's what I was thinking. But I've heard so many people criticizing it. And I was like, that's probably why I only like it.
Exactly.
Because, but that's probably because it's something I would do. I don't know.
And it's like Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
She has like the hair seems like to be
undone. Yeah.
With a little braid just falling apart. And then the cardigan, it shows the time because it has this aging thing that happens to need. I don't know the term in English. Yeah. But I think it's fun.
I agree.
Then we have Lana Del Rey as a tree.
Did you see when she was next to Kim?
No.
Oh my God. So there was this bit where they were both being interviewed by someone else and they were next to each other and Lana had a mic and then she was like always hitting Kim with the tree.
And
Kim was like... It was so
awkward.
Oh
my God, I need to see that.
You need to watch it.
I'm going to search it.
She's like barely making it.
Is this one?
Yeah.
No waste. Oh my God. She's... No freaking way. This is so cringe. Oh my
God. But it goes on and on. Oh yeah, poor Kim.
Kim almost got blinded by Lana. But I want to hear your thoughts.
I didn't love it. But I feel like I never love when something it's too volume-esque. But I feel like people are obsessed.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to hear your thoughts first because I thought like, am I the only one that doesn't like it because everyone is going crazy with it online?
I don't like, even if it was only the dress, I wouldn't like it. I don't like the Roots vibe of going over her. It looks kind of, it looks a bit like horror movie-like.
The only thing I like is like the tulle thing falling on top of that beautiful makeup with the rose. She is like Sleeping Beauty. She's like the Sleeping Beauty.
I feel like she's very on theme.
Yeah, she is. I think so too.
So that she managed and points for that. But yeah, I didn't love it.
But I would prefer a different dress. Then I saw like the sneak peek of the shoe, which was like horrible.
Really?
No. I'm going to try to find it for you. But yeah, I think the dress is so... It looks like this thing you would do for your like theater.
Yes. It's giving theater. It's giving like you need to be a tree.
Exactly.
And I'm a tree.
Go grab some sticks and glue.
Yes.
And glue it to your dress.
Yes.
And you're a tree.
Yes.
And then you know how I have this thing when we're shooting that I can't do.
Yeah. So if you're ever taking a picture of Iris, you cannot have a tree coming out of her. Either her head or like her shoulder because she will have OCD over it.
I can't stand like a tree coming out of my head.
And she looks like that. Yeah.
So I can see past that. And I wish she had like this more of a, like a thorns crown, something holding this fabric other than a tree.
That would be cool.
That would be cool. All right.
Oh, the dress was from who?
McQueen.
Okay.
Oh my God. Taylor Russell. I think this girl is so freaking gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And the dress is simple, but at the same time, it's like a different fabric. It has wood on the corset. Mm-hmm. So I really loved it. I think, it's like a tree, but not as literal.
Not as literal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it too. I liked it too. I wish there was more of a contrast between her skin and
the wood.
The wood, but at the same time, that makes her a tree.
True.
Without the contrast. So it looks like she's made of wood. So I see the point.
That's so true. She could have some details like Tyler had on the arms or something. Yeah. Like more the flower.
Yeah,
thing
even a little bracelet would add.
Exactly.
To it. I agree.
Doja.
Okay, Doja. We also had two looks from Doja.
Oh, but one was
just a towel
coming out of the hotel, but she changed before the Yeah.
So yeah, one was just a towel,
and then from the IKEA second or one, something.
Yeah, I think so. And then the second one is just a white
t-shirt.
Yeah.
She was kind of announcing this through the last few days because she did a lot of photo shoot with the guy from Vetements, mm-hmm. and she was like with him on the street wearing barely nothing, like a plastic, and then it was like a towel or something. Mm-hmm. So she was kind of announcing this, but I didn't like it. I don't think it's on theme. I think even the wet look, it's something we've seen from Kim K before, much better done. And also, it looks a little like what Kanye was doing with his wife.
Yeah, I was expecting a lot from her. I was a bit disappointed as well.
Even like her dresses from the tour were better. Yeah. Like the hair thing.
Yeah, I feel like the hair thing. Yeah,
and the makeup. I don't see how this relates to the theme.
Yeah. No.
It's a gardening of time. She had barely no time to
beauty.
Show.
Maybe she's a sleeping beauty. I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Wasn't a big fan. She's beautiful though.
Let me just say that I was very disappointed for not seeing Riri.
Same. She got the flu, I think. Yeah.
So sad.
Imagine $75,000 and you get the flu.
Yeah.
Like, do you just call the brand?
Yeah, I know.
You call Gucci and you say, sorry, I have the flu.
But you know what? What I thought about Riri, because she was on Coachella every night.
She was.
With ASAP, London.
The day after London.
And I was like, how does this woman... Because if it was me, if it was us, we would be sick. And now she was sick. So I was like, okay, understandable.
So true.
She booked herself too much, so she couldn't make it to the match. So yeah, I was very disappointed.
She was overbooked. I remember seeing her. I was still on my way from Coachella to LA.
And she was in London.
And she was in London. I was like,
and she went to parties after the Coachella.
Crazy.
So yeah.
And she was in London fully dressed with makeup doing this event thing. But yeah. Maybe it was too much, Riri.
Too much, but very sad. We also didn't see pregnant Hailey. We are waiting. We were all waiting for the announcement.
It's so true. Everyone was gossiping and I thought it was like a known fact.
And she always goes, Hailey.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I thought they would do the announcement. First, he had the photo crying that he shared. And I thought, okay, there must be something. This must be a crop. And then you'll see him like holding mm-hmm. this picture of like the baby or something. Yeah, yeah. And then she was seen with a dress that looked like she's pregnant. So I really thought they were holding it.
Me too.
Hope everything is okay.
They fooled us all. I feel like they were like, oh yeah, everyone's expecting that. So we're not going to do that.
Yeah. And it was not a good Met Gala for couples. There were barely any couples, at least that did an entrance together. Mm. There was the guy from Maneskin.
Oh, yeah. With Dove Cameron. Yeah.
But I felt like their outfits were very plain.
Yeah. He has a mustache now.
They are both so hot. Yeah. But they were not like dressed very well. Kind of basic.
Mm-hmm.
We have Kylie.
She didn't go with Timothy.
Exactly. That went wrong, I bet.
I think so. I don't know. That's boring. I feel like that's boring.
Same. And I don't understand. I think she always tries to go for what Kim's doing too. So I think she's trying to find her signature like Kim did, but she is like the second year or something that she did like a silk thing, so mm-hmm. I think she's trying to have her signature, but I think it's very boring.
Mm.
And she used to be like Kim Kylie, she should be serving looks.
Yeah,
I don't know if she's trying to pull like a Sofia Richie with this kind of look now. Mm. The whole like,
yeah, she's maybe trying to elevate herself and her brands. I don't know,
yeah. Maybe. But I think you can do that and still be a little creative. I think it's very boring. And I didn't like the shape at all. It seems like it was too tight on her. And then the tail was very like
Puffy. Yeah,
Puffy. He's Oscar de la Renta. Who else we have? Tulipips.
Tulipips. That's awful.
I hated it.
That's too awful. It's giving sheep, isn't it?
Yeah, like someone that thrifted everything and like put it on layers just
to go. I
don't
know. Like, I don't know. And I feel like she's so pretty. She could pull something so much better than that. I don't know. I feel like it's just a mess.
Same. I was very, what is it? Sasuna.
Disappointed.
Disappointed.
Yeah. This. I feel like it's just a mess.
Little peeps.
Okay. Then we have Sydney Sweeney, who I thought was Billie Eilish.
Yeah, it's the hair.
It's the hair.
I think the bangs doesn't suit her. Don't suit her.
Yeah, I think she looks better blonde, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
And I usually love blue eyes with dark hair, but for her, I prefer the blonde, I think.
I don't know if it's the shape of the wig because it's very voluminous and it's like a helmet almost.
Yeah, I don't think it looks very real.
Yeah.
They could have done a better job with a wig.
I think so too, because then the dress, I don't love it, but I don't hate it either. It's very like sleeping, like Cinderella.
Yeah.
Has the latex, gloves, a little more like sexy. She can't run away from that. Like, it follows her, the whole, like, sex symbol thing. And then I'm starting to understand that maybe she's embracing it, I think.
Maybe. Maybe she is, yeah.
It's a little, because she was posing a little bit like Marilyn Monroe at the red carpet. That wasn't red. It was like, a green
Miu
carpet?
Miu.
It's Miu Miu, yeah.
I don't know. Well, now that I know, it makes sense.
It could be better.
Could be better. Okay. Then we have Shakira.
I didn't see Shakira. Let me see.
Shakira, Shakira.
That was
it's
a good impression.
Roses. But I don't like it.
I hate the shoes.
Let me see the shoes. I didn't see the shoes.
And I don't like the dress. I only like the sleeves, basically.
Yeah, I only like the sleeves. Oh, yeah. This bit of the dress, the central part of the dress, it's giving like sheep prom dress.
Exactly. I think
like,
she
if
removed
it was just like this
exactly.
And without the shoes, like only this bit, it would look cool.
But if you remove the sleeves, it's like a quinceañera.
I'm like quinceañera
dress.
So true. Bar mitzvah vibe. Okay, we have Usher and Alexander McQueen. It's giving vampire. It's giving Dracula.
It is. I think this year, actually, there were a lot of dark interpretations. Interpretations. Let's not cut this part.
Let's just keep it. But then the hat is giving Zorro.
It's a dark. Zorro is dark.
True. La camisa negra. Porque negra tiene el alma.
Okay. I don't like it.
I don't know. I don't like it either. I think it's too costume.
It looks like Undertaker.
And then the suit underneath has like rhinestones. It's too much. I feel like it's too messy.
It's like Michael Jackson meets Undertaker and Zorro.
Yeah.
The
and then he has a dark rose here, but then it has a red rose here. I feel like he was confused.
So it was it's like the villain from the Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah. We cannot forget about Ariana.
I was disappointed Ariana Grande. With Ariana.
I feel like she could have done more. However, I feel like the dress is pretty.
The dress is pretty,
like,
yes.
I would get married and this.
Yeah, for a wedding dress, it's pretty.
A wedding dress, is pretty. Like, I love the marble part. Yeah. I love the waist. I love how it falls.
But yeah, I saw her videos performing, and I prefer the outfit.
The performing,
she
yeah, like fairy,
yeah,
Tinkerbell vibes.
Yes,
yeah. But I think it was refreshing seeing her.
At least seeing her,
you know. Like I was agree. Happy that she was there. She looks good.
Yeah,
she looks pretty, and yeah. Then we have Nicki Minaj and Marnie.
Well, I don't hate it, but I don't like it either. It's like this mid. I think the dress is kind of cute. It's like floral, which is a little predictable. And I don't like the shoes.
Yeah.
I know they are very simple, but I just feel like she could have done something.
True. Yeah. Yeah, I don't like it. I do not like it. I'm not a flower girl.
Yeah, it's like very colorful. Don't you think Sabrina could have done so much more too? I don't know if it's her first one, but she is having such a moment that I think she could have done better.
She could. She could have taken this mat to wrap all of the hype that she's having and just like take it to the next level.
I agree, like Tyler.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I just don't like, I don't like, you know what I think? I feel like that shape of dress is rarely, makes, like, brings something to the person that is wearing
it. Yeah.
I feel like it just swallows you.
True. And it's like the whole top is black, so it just, you can just only look at the cloud at the bottom, basically. It fell short. Kendall.
Yeah. I like that. I don't understand how it's connected with the theme.
I love this look. I don't know if it's very on theme either, but I can see it from the Sleeping Beauty perspective because she looks like a Disney princess.
True.
In a way. So yeah, but from that perspective. Yeah. And I love the hair. It takes me back to like... Yeah. Medieval times or
medieval,
something.
Yeah. So have you seen the one that she wore after? The white one?
No.
Yeah.
Is it beautiful? I haven't seen any after party looks, but I would love to rate those two.
I liked it. I liked the second one as well. But that one is more matte.
Do you want to judge your favorite?
Yeah, I'm going to judge my favorite. Emma.
Emma Chamberlain?
Yeah, can you zoom in a little bit? Okay. What do I feel? I feel like I love the draping situation that is going on. I feel like she's a bit too wide for that. Like, I feel like it's very contrasty. And then her face is a little bit more pink than the rest. So that's kind of turning me off.
Yeah.
But besides that, I like it.
I think I don't really like this look. I love the lace and the color of the lace, but I don't like the shape of the dress on her. And I think it's one of those moments that it was like a face card. I love the makeup on her. I love that she took the theme to more of the dark side, like we've seen with Zendaya on the first look or Bad Bunny. But I wish she took the outfit a little bit more. Out of the box with the shapes or something.
Yeah.
The makeup is so beautiful. Okay, we can talk about Rosalía. I was very disappointed.
Same.
And I love her.
It's not giving anything.
It looks like a widow at a funeral. And it's like Garden of Time. I think she could have done
it so. It doesn't match her. I don't know how that ended up like that. I don't feel like, I don't know, I wouldn't see her as someone that would accept that when she could she could have delivered something else.
Yes. And it's Dior, and I think Dior does this team. If I would think of a designer to do this team, Galliano too, but also like Dior is like the perfect brand for this team.
Yeah, it is. It basically is like Garden of Time. It's Dior.
It's Dior and the whole like spring flowers. They do it so classy.
Yeah.
And then they put it in an all black minimal dress.
It's giving funeral.
Same. Okay, so this one, I thought it was so bad. It's Karol G.
That?
Take a look. I think the shape, I don't know what's wrong with the shape of this dress.
Wait, yeah.
She it's looks so huge. And the elf ears, it looks like Halloween. I don't like it.
No, me neither.
And I think it must be her first Met or second. So I think she could have done something.
It's Marc Jacobs.
Yeah, we are not loving Marc Jacobs today. I realize that.
Yeah. Wow. Who had the idea of creating like this shape? I don't understand. Like doing unflattering things.
And we have Amrata, exactly like we predicted.
Yeah, with a see-through.
See-through. You can't go wrong with this type of dress. It always appears in every Met Gala, someone with this like classy dress. And I think she worked with Versace a lot.
Yeah, I think so too.
But she's so gorgeous and with this body, like...
I feel like she doesn't even... like acknowledges the themes though.
Yeah.
It's like, what see-through dress are we gonna do this year?
And that's it's like it. the embroidery is what changes basically on the theme, but it's always the same look.
All right, I think it's a wrap for the 2024 Met Gala looks. Once again, I was very sad to not have seen some faces there. Blake Lively.
Yeah.
And Ryan Reynolds. But yeah, should we pick a
favorite,
a best and a worst from the ones we saw?
Yeah, we can. I think this year I didn't have a look that is stuck in my head. If you ask me like what's the best, I don't have one that is like clearly blowing my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there were better themes at the Met that worked better and that I liked it better. But I think my faves would be either Zendaya, because she threw like two big looks and she looked great. Tyla, because I think we need to give her a lot of props. It's the first one and she already smashed it. Or Kendall's boyfriend.
Bad Bunny. Bad
Bunny. I have a problem with his name. Or Bad Bunny, because we usually never give this best dressed award to men. But I think he's in the right lane of like taking it a step further for fashion, men's fashion, but at the same time not being corny.
Actually, there was an influencer that was invited.
Yes!
Wisdom?
The guy from TikTok.
Yes.
He deserves it though.
He was cool. Have you seen his outfit?
Full red.
Yeah. Like burnt exactly. Vibes. It was cool. Yeah.
He's the one to be invited for these things. So yeah. He's very avant-garde.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say props either this three for me.
Yeah. For me, it was Tyla.
Tyla?
Yeah. Tyla. I don't know how to
say. Yeah, we can Tyla. Give her the award. I agree with you. I wouldn't say like it's the best. I can say that 100% sure, but I can say like for the first time it's crazy good.
Exactly. So. I agree. Props. She set up the bar high.
Set up the bar for first time.
Yes. Yeah. I would be scared to come back, but
so true. And for the worst,
I think the one we just saw.
Karol G.
Yeah, that was so really bad.
I think the worst for me, it would be either Karol G. I didn't like Doja as well because I was expecting... It's not as bad as Karol G, but I was expecting so much. So I was very disappointed. And also I was disappointed with Lana in the tree.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Lana in the tree, yeah. But some people loved it.
Some people loved it. So let's go with Karol G.
Yeah, let's go with Karol G. I'm sorry, Karol G.
Yeah, it's always fun. I think for them, it must be like what you were saying in the last episode or two episodes ago about Coachella and how we take advantage of the festival to dress up and and just have fun with fashion. I think for celebrities, this must be an opportunity to have a lot of fun with fashion and create like a dress with a designer is crazy.
I agree. Yeah. And but I think it's fun to see like everyone's outfits, to be there. And even the dinner itself. I feel like the dinner itself must be so fun because they're like the pressure is done, you know? Yeah. Like you've walked, everything's done, the cameras are done, and then you just get to enjoy dinner. And I feel like it must be so nice.
And you must meet so many people. I heard that you cannot sit with like friends or boyfriends at the same table, that they seat you with different people,
that's so
even
cool.
if you're a couple, for you to meet and connect. Yeah. So I think that's great.
Yeah,
it's but cool. It still reminds me a little bit of the Hunger Games whenever I see.
It gives Hunger Games. Like if you think too much about it, you cannot think too much about it.
just judge lightly.
Yeah, just judge lightly.
It's so true.
Yeah, if you open that door,
and
it is scary.
This year, it reminded me a lot of that because it was like the whole garden and with the sunglasses
exactly. And some people were giving like villain, like Zendaya was giving villain.
Yeah,
I feel like I would love to see her as a villain in some movie.
It would be like, nice. For
you
her
never
to
see her
that.
As a bad person. But. Yeah,
we judged some of the celebrities and now it's time to judge other celebrities, which are our listeners.
So once again, we asked you to send us your best outfits and we thought it was appropriate to bring it now and just judge you again.
True.
Yeah. So the first one is from Dimitri.
I think we can write it down.
Okay. No shoes.
No shoes?
No shoes.
Oh my god, that's so cute. That's us trying outfits at home.
Okay, I like it. She's wearing like a beanie. No, a beret. A beret that is like...
Is those stripes or is just gray?
Check.
Like check, right?
Check. And then she has like a blue striped button shirt with a gray vest on top. And then baggy jeans.
And no shoes.
And no shoes. It literally says on the picture, no shoes. I think she looks cute.
Yeah, she's cute. I would love to see the shoes. But
I would love to see the shoes because the shoes would make or break. But she looks cute.
Next time, send the shoes.
Next time, send the shoes. Okay, then we have a picture from Sufi Candace. I don't know if you're called Sofia. But I think she's Spanish. She's... Peligro.
Oh, peligro.
Peligro. Okay.
Que guapa está.
She's wearing a beanie that you have.
With a holy... It looks like...
The Holy Mother.
The Holy Mother holding the cat. Is like from Rip and Deep. And it's very funny, I think.
Then she's wearing a classic Adidas with the stripes on the arms,
jacket.
A red one, zip-up jacket, and it's open, and then underneath you only have like a white, tiny top, and then cargo jeans, and
which shoes is Doc Martens?
Doc Martens, like burgundy,
mm-hmm.
And then just a black bag.
I like it.
I like it.
I love the beanie, obviously. I like the jacket too. And I think it's fun to play in this like mid-season to play with like having beanie, but having a tank top or like a crop top or a more of a summer thing. Even t-shirts with beanies I like.
I agree. I like it. I like it too. You rock. Then we have a boy. And his username is L-O and then a 3 and then 3 A's. So it's low 3 A-A-A B's. I don't know. You guys have very random usernames. Okay. So this is his outfit. I love the beanie. I wish
Why
I had.
Why is there a Navy Sue logo on
I
top of his
know.
Head? Is that drawn by him or is it a
I
literal?
I think it's from the van.
Wow.
I think it's on the van behind
nice.
Him. Nice. I think he saw an opportunity and he was wearing the pink beanie. And he was like, I need to get a picture here because I'm matching.
It's an opportunity.
So yeah, I love your beanie. I wish I had it. And then I feel like you played it safe for the rest of the outfit because it's all black. Black and white. But I like it.
Same. Sometimes it works to have just a pop of color.
Yeah.
And I think the only thing that I'm not sure if I like is the glasses.
Yeah, same.
But other than that...
But only because we've overdone these glasses.
Exactly,
and I think
exactly.
we're done. We're bored of them. But yeah, other than that, you're good.
It was so one of those trends that it was so strong.
Yeah, so strong.
It's the cycling glasses in metallic.
Yeah.
Whole Balenciaga vibes.
We have another video. This one, it's from It's Gloria. It's Gloria? I think it's this girl. And she's...
It's two in one? It's
two in one.
Wow.
She's with her... Bestie.
So it's the girl's outfit we're
exactly.
judging, probably.
She's Gloria.
Oh, I
love your
braids.
Hair.
Yeah. Love
Do you
the
think?
Braids.
Oh, wow, I love the braids, yeah.
Jewelry similar to ours. So
the jewelry is the same as ours.
Yes.
Wow. And then I think I love your shoes. I don't know what they are, but they're so cool. They look like... Like, they're sneakers, but they're rubber. But they have laces on. Can you see?
Oh, yeah. It looks like the... Almost like the Kanye. He dropped ones that were rubber. But I don't know if that's like Salomon, maybe?
Do you think? They're so cool.
Really cool. And the puffer also looks like the Kanye puffer with Gap,
mm-hmm.
I think.
And then, yeah, the jeans, the cargo jeans. I feel like you look good. Like, you're in all black. You can't go wrong.
Yes.
Your friend also looks cute.
And the hair makes the outfit. I
the
really
hair
love
makes
it.
The outfit, yeah.
I love this little video. They are so cute.
Yeah. The next one is from 12 Spells.
12 Spells?
He's a wizard.
Ooh, I love that name.
And he knows 12 Spells. I love this picture. It looked really cool.
Yes. It looks like he's just
yeah.
a videographer.
Yeah,
for
he's
a
recording
campaign.
Something. Yeah.
Maybe he is.
Maybe he is.
Are the glasses
on top?
On top. Wow.
Of the beanie.
I love that.
Yeah, on top of the beanie.
It's really, really creative.
Yeah, Stone Island jacket.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the trousers are from. Do you know?
No,
they have
look
like
cool.
star on the sides.
Then the classic
belt. Air Force. Oh,
they're classic too.
They're classic too. Yeah, you are wearing white Air Forces and the classic belt. Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't put together these pieces,
but it works for him.
But it works for him.
Same, and even the belt, just like the glasses, is one of those things that we. That we did too much that we got sick of it, but on that case it's not bothering me at all.
Same.
And it's working. I like yeah. the pop of orange that is like the back of the belt, and it works.
Yeah, Yeah, I think you look very cool.
Our listeners are the coolest.
The coolest. Okay, then we have one from Capri HD. You look so cool.
It's
okay, so I think it's a reworked sweater.
Yeah.
Like
a hoodie mix with some flannel shirts. Looks cool.
Then it has like a flapper hat with fur. Just like some ripped jeans, a bit dirty.
Yeah, very grungy too.
And just some shoes. I'm not sure if they're like Boneta. Boneta. Bottega. Bottega Veneta boot.
Bottega Veneta.
Boneta Bottega. Boneta Bottega.
I love it. Actually, I think it looks, it's very original, and it's like the whole, like, you've seen a lot of hip hop artists now going for a more grunge vibe, and it created this mix in terms of style that is kind of like streetwear and grunge at the same time. And he kind of embodies that, and I love that.
Same.
Really nice.
I love it. Nice. I think vibe. It looks very nice on you. Okay, let's do one more. Okay, let's do this one for the last one. From Jacopo Mintrones.
She kind of sings the names. I think that's the main.
Jacopo Mintrones. Looks like I'm.
It's Italian accent.
Jacopo Mintrones.
I hope it's Italian.
I bet it's Italian.
It's a boy.
It's a boy. I love this.
It's very, very grandpa vibes that we've grandpa. Been loving lately.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the cardigan. So cute. I love that you put a tie underneath. I love the little chain. Jeans. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong with your shoes. Black shoes. I'm not sure which ones, but they're basic. Yeah, I think it looks cool.
I love the grandpa vibes. Love that cardigan.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's called, like anorak or something, when it creates that fur effect that it's so soft.
I think it's mohair.
Oh, that's right. Hair's correct.
But yeah, I think it's super cute. And I like that it's like a tiny heart here. I don't know. Mm. I think it's cool.
Cute.
That you don't... You aren't scared of like wearing hearts on you. A heart on your sleeve. A heart on your pants.
Heart on your sleeve.
Okay. Should we pick a favorite?
Yes.
I think I know which one.
Me too. So...
I don't remember the name, but it was...
The girl?
One with the flannel.
Oh, the flannel. I think my favorite is the girl with the braids.
Okay, cool. Oh, we have two different.
Two
okay.
winners.
Two
and
winners.
Actually, they make a good, not that I'm suggesting something, but they look like a good couple, like visually.
Jerome. Oh my God.
We're like matchmaking.
Are we playing Cupid here?
Imagine. That would work out.
Wow. Just slide into the DMs.
Oh my God. Imagine.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for sending us.
You guys are the coolest. Keep sending us stuff. We do this once in a while, not every episode, but like once a month or something. We are gonna ask you on stories for an outfit review, and we then judge you or compliment you and choose the favorite. So
exactly. And now it's time for the pink ball time.
It's pink ball time.
It's pink ball time.
We haven't done pink ball time
in a while.
I'm very excited.
Pink ball time.
Okay, I can take one. I'm not sure if it's my turn or not, but...
You're feeling the call.
I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take it from the bottom. Creepy story.
Oh,
I am kind of excited for this one because I just watched the Little Reindeer. So I think we can talk
about... Oh my God, have you?
Yes.
Oh my God, it's the best show.
So good. So we can talk about stuff like that.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
And
yes.
Stalking and creepy and... Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm so excited. I feel like we thrive in these types of themes.
A lot of Reddit stories we're going to look for. And also if you guys have creepy stories... Keep tuned on our stories. Yeah. If you have stories, keep tuned on my Instagram. Undress the pod, and we're gonna ask you for your personal stories.
Yeah. See you guys next week. Thank you so much for watching.
See you Monday.
Love you.
Love you.